John, that was a tough afternoon at the office.
It was very tough, yeah, for both teams, you know, and you've got to give credit to both teams for committing as much as they did. I thought the standard of the game was pretty poor. It was very slow. Whether that was down to the players' fatigue factor or being mentally fatigued, physically fatigued, or the guy who controlled the game, I don't know. But what I do know is what I witnessed, and it was a slow stop-start game. It was very reminiscent of, we had a game here last year against London Scholars where there was just no continuity and flow in the game. And I think, you know, people have got to start looking at the people who pay in and think what we... The fare on Monday is always poorer than the fare that we all teams bring on Good Friday. And they need to start thinking about that, you know. When we charge people good money to come in, that it needs to be good standard. And I don't think it was a good standard today.
Is it fair to say then, John, you would have preferred an official to have a control of the play the ball?
Well, I'm not going to have a go at the officials or anything, because I ain't going to get fined, Mick. So I like my money too much. So you like your food, I like my money. So that's where we're at with it. So, no, I'm not having a dig at the officials at all, but the evidence is there for all to see.
For long periods, you had to defend and repel numerous barrow attacks.
We did, yeah. I mean, they were very physical. They're a big set, a big physical set who really come at you. And you've got to attempt to stand up to that. And, you know, we did that for the majority. I was really pleased at first half when we went in 10-0. But I thought the second half we got sort of dragged into this stop-start and type of rugby, and we just weren't good, but we've won. A very ugly win, but we've won.
Colton Roach made his debut. I think he made a bit of an impact coming off the bench. I think he body-checked or belly-checked Tom Walker and sent him flying.
Yeah, I think Colton, you know, he's coming to the team and he's contributed today. I think the lads who didn't play really did contribute. And obviously the lads who've doubled up, you've got to give them a big pat on the back for what they've done. So, you know, it's been a tough day at the office, as you've rightly identified. And I think it's not only the Friday, Monday, it's when it's 20-odd degrees as well. You know, anybody who does any exercise, you go and exercise in 20-odd degrees and then back it up 3 days later, exercising 20, and it takes it out of you, believe you me. So, you know, the game's been completed. I'm not so happy about the sending off, but I am happy about the win.
Is it fair to say it was a red card in your opinion?
I've looked at it again. We've looked at it. We've had it up on our laptops and had a good look. And I think he's been pretty harshly dealt with, to tell the truth, and hard done by. But I won't, you know, I aren't going to comment publicly, because I know full well that we can chat with the match review people, and that's what I'll be doing. I'll be contacting them and putting our case forward. But I think it was very harshly dealt with. If two would have gone, I'd have understood it, or if the opposition player had gone, I'd have understood it. But it's a little bit of a mystery for me.
Is it fair to say, John, today is a bit of a hangover of what's happened in the previous two games?
I don't know. I don't know whether it's that, but, you know, we tried to rest and recover as well as we could with a three-day turnaround, and we'll try to do that with a six-day. What people have got to realise is that we've had a five-day, a three-day, and we're going to have a six-day. So rest and recovery is as, if not more, important than preparation at this point in time. So we've got to make sure we get it right for next week against Rochdale.
You've obviously criticised the team for not starting as well as you'd like them to. How do you think they fared today in that?
I thought they did really well, yes. And we emphasised the start because of, obviously, last week when Barrow played Toronto, last Friday when Barrow played Toronto, I said, I'm getting my games. I've watched that much rugby. I'm getting my games mixed up. So they played Toronto and they started with they got 12 points up, and it made it tough for Toronto for a large period of the game. And we emphasised that, and we wanted to start well, and I think we did start pretty well. We played set for set rugby, and, you know, as I said, I was happy with the first half, no doubt about that. Not so happy with the second half, but delighted with the result.
In the last couple of weeks, Bradford have sort of set things up a little bit in the last 10 to 15 minutes. Were you slightly surprised it was Barrow who seemed to do that?
No, you can't just constantly do that all the time. And it might have caught up with us a little bit today, you know, because it did look as if we were hanging on a little bit at the end. But as I say, we've got now we've got to rest and recover properly before we start prepping. So I don't know, but that's, if I was going to have a hunch, that would be my hunch, that we've committed so much to the previous two performances late on. And you've got to realise as well, Featherstone wasn't just 80, Featherstone was 85 minutes. So it was a game and 5 minutes overtime. They've had the full game against Halifax in very hot conditions and two short turnarounds. So delighted that we've got through the cup, picked up 4 points over Easter.
Ethan Ryan went back out on the wing and Brandon Pickersgill come back in at fullback. What's your evaluation, John?
Yeah, I thought Pick did okay. I mean, he set a good assist there and he was very safe, you know, but... You know, I was a bit disappointed that Jared Stack got that try because we'd identified him as really good in the air, and they often kick a short kick into the air for him to go after. But no, I thought he did well, and it certainly helped Ethan because, again, what people, when you play fullback, you cover between 6 and 8 kilometres a game, and the reason was a winger will cover probably 3 kilometres a game. So basically, what we've done is we've hopefully rested his legs up. And he'll be able, when he does return to fullback, he'll be able to return and play with that full commitment and enthusiasm and energy that he normally does.
And
okay.
As you say, 4 points over. Yeah. Not many clubs will
no.
achieve that. I mean, is it too early at this stage now to sort of look at what that does to the table? No,
we've always said that we'll look at the table when we've played everybody. And that we've got Rochdale and then we've got Toronto. And that's when we can reevaluate and really have a good look at the table. So that's what we will do. And then, you know, we'll set realistic goals within our team environment and keep it within our team environment for the rest of the season. But at the minute, we're travelling okay. I think everybody will agree with that.